conversation came up because of karma. So my dad's advanced Alzheimer's and he's beginning to see his ancestors. So in an effort to comfort him, I told him that his time is ending, but it's just a move. It's movement from here to the next place. It's not like you die. You have to die in one place to be born in another. Like you had to die there to get born here. You have to die here to get born there. It's a movement. And it made him cry. And then I felt really bad because I made my dad cry. And so we were talking about karma. Did I hurt him? Did I touch him? Touch his heart? Did I help him? I don't really have any way of knowing. And that's when we started talking about how we treat other people when we have good intentions, but we hurt them anyways.
Yeah. But when you...
Krishna says, dedicate the fruit of your action to me. So when there's not an attachment to it, and your intention is the best that you can, and it's like, I'm doing the best that I can, I dedicate this to God, there's not a karmic tie.
Yeah, if your intentions are good, that's a very positive thing. You can still have good intentions and make good screw-ups.
I think your motive is that
you'll have to learn from. But if your intentions are good and when you see you make a mistake, you're willing to correct it, then eventually you'll come out on top. But if you're unwilling to correct it, then you have a problem. Yeah,
I'm trying to remember where I learned this from, but it was like a true sign of a healer is someone who tries to help you, but then like gives you tools to help yourself. Like, you know, so you kind of help them, but it's just almost like a temporary band-aid wouldn't be enough. They need something like, if I gave them a flashlight to use, I have to give them a ton of flashlights to keep walking towards the forest, you know? So this kind of, with the dementia subject, it's interesting because I went to a bank and I heard this lady screaming in the background, like getting so mad at some employee. And then this employee came to me just going, oh, I'm sorry, just really stressed out, you know? And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, this lady got scammed by this person who took money from her bank account, and she has dementia, so she falls for these scams in regards to these phone calls, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's like, she calls like at least every 3 months or something that something happened, and we look into her accounts. And so I was just looking at him so flustered. I'm like, why are you wasting all this energy? Like, you know her situation. So I just said, why don't you have her, she needs a caretaker that takes care of all her finances. She can't make great decisions anymore. You know, and I said, and this will stop you from getting these bank calls. He said, oh, we never thought about that. I'm like, today would be a good time to recommend it to her so this doesn't happen again, you know? So I just think, like, I like critically thinking and being like, okay, I need a Band-Aid right now ASAP, but what can I do so that in the future this doesn't happen again, you know? And, like, look for a long-term solution. But, yeah, they were definitely flustered and angry. And I didn't even think they should even share information of why they're complaining about a client.
Yeah.
But I just want to give you some advice to help you, you know. So I think it's just important to give people potentiality of tools in the future, you know, some like what could work for the future.
Yeah. Yeah, and paying off karma is very, very complex, especially on the astral level. That's why we need the Lords of Karma. But also on the physical level, like, as I pointed out earlier, Hitler was responsible for millions of deaths and a lot of pain and suffering. And so does that mean he has to just come out back and be killed several million different times? No, he can come back and save a million lives, be a person like maybe Winston Churchill or somebody, or Abraham Lincoln or something like that. But that would probably be a long time down the road before he could pay it back that way.
It can't be in this earth, I think.
He
What's
needs
that?
To be.
I don't think it can be in this earth.
I think he needs to be in Mother Teresa 3 or 4 times.
So it's just like this. If you borrow $10,000 from the bank and you're making so much money and it's going to take you 10 years to pay it off, but then if you happen to work it very intelligently and wind up getting a big raise or starting your own business and making extra money, then you can pay that off faster. you don't have to pay it off in that set installment rate. You can pay it off in a lump sum, maybe. And so it's the same way with physical karma. If you're responsible for certain amount of physical pain and suffering, you can pay it off quickly by intelligent activity of some kind. So that's why it's important for us to progress in intelligence and light and truth, because as we progress, we have more power to pay off karma much more quickly, just like you have power to pay off your bank loan if you progress with your business and your life and you're making more money. Then you can pay it off quicker. And the same thing with the emotional karma, except it's more complicated. That's more on an individual level, where you have to undergo circumstances that force you to understand what you put that other person through. So how about you, Sue? Is there people in your life that you would like to see learn a couple lessons? people have made you feel negatively, that you would like to see them go through some experience?
Mm-hmm.
Have you led a life of
bliss? I would have, but they're deceased.
They'll come back.
Yeah. Well, they can come back. Yeah. They'll come back and they could go through something.
If you don't have that energy, you'll see them again.
Yeah. Okay, my friends, any more comments on karma?
I have one.
Yeah.
Well, the Lords of Karma also look to find the right family for you that can assist you in your own development.
That's what Manuel was guiding us toward yesterday.
And also, Master Moray once said, if a person were to do the best you know and be of service and always look for a way of improving, he said, you can remove so much debris you've placed for yourself in one lifetime. Yeah. Even in one lifetime, you can remove the debris you piled for yourself.
Yeah, if you're guided by higher intelligence, you could pay off a lot of karma in one life.
I think there's institutional karma. like groups of people.
Oh, yeah, there's group karma that we're all affected with.
You know, churches' karma, like this morning, there was a shooting at a LDS church. Like a bunch of people were killed.
Which
this morning?
In Flint, Michigan. And I can't help but think, okay, Charlie Kirk gets killed in Mormon country. People are turning around killing Mormons in other places. It's like, I think there's some institutional karma coming down.
Did the Mormon kill Charlie
Kirk? I don't know who the shooter is yet. It's very...
No, did the Mormon kill Charlie Kirk?
Yes.
Yeah.
A former Mormon. He was raised Mormon.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Yeah, allegedly. The person who was charged with killing him, which I don't believe for a minute did it, but he was charged.
Check the text messages.
It's a story for his chemistry.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Pretty scripted.
He was the patsy.
He said he did it, but he didn't?
No.
He never said he did it.
I think he believed he did it.
I heard that there's never been a confession.
He's never said anything. He's a patsy, just like Oswald was.
Well, if there was another shooter, though, how could there be only the sound of one bullet?
Because I don't think he actually fired.
They found the fire bullet.
No, they didn't.
No,
they found the casing in a gun that had been shot, but they never.
Another conspiracy theory.
Yeah. It's an Oswald setup.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of strange things around all of these events. Anyway, any more comments on karma before we wrap it up?
Well, forgiveness is a very powerful aspect of eliminating karma. Yeah. Going to the person and
lack of forgiveness produces a lot of karma. Yeah, you got to work through that.
Being contrite.
If you work through it in your lifetime, though, can you overcome it? So that there was a stage in my life where I was very vengeful of people who have hurt me.
Yeah.
And I learned forgiveness. All in the same lifetime. So,
yeah, well, it's best to, when you do that, it's best to pay it off in this lifetime so you free up future lifetimes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
In Christianity, there's something called the law of grace, where you can be forgiven for a lot of sins.
Yeah.
You need some grace.
Why don't you learn the lesson in your repentance?
When we create the molecule, I would think we could pay off a lot of karma.
Yeah. That could be, so because it'll give us a lot more power to serve.
You can also donate a kidney.
Yeah, Sal's donated a kidney, so he's got some good karma in the bank there if he needs a kidney in the future life. Okay, my friends, good comments, and good to be with you, and we will take our lunch break and see you back here at 2 o'clock.
I think it's pretty cool.